All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another day and another step walking towards our Goliath. I am your host, Sean Lynch, and one day I'm going to be a millionaire and run 100 miles without stopping. I haven't achieved anything extraordinary like that in my life yet. Right now, I'm just an average 27-year-old guy, but I have a real desire to achieve these monstrous feats. And if you're here, I know you do too. This is a real-time journey where you get a real, raw, unfiltered view of my process and emotional roller coaster. Here you get to see what it truly takes to conquer a Goliath. Here you can hopefully find motivation and inspiration from someone who is in their journey right now, instead of listening to motivational videos from someone who's already made it and forgotten important details in small but essential days that shaped their journey. So follow along in my journey and begin one of your own. Let's become extraordinary. Oh my goodness. This past week was just amazing. I went to Peru to meet my girlfriend's family, and it was like, I thought it was going to be fun, but good Lord, it was amazing. It exceeded every expectation I had. It was so much fun, and Adri's family was so good to us that whole week. I felt kind of bad because literally for this entire trip to Peru, it was 9 days, and Adri and I paid only for our plane tickets. That's it. Nothing else. My goodness. Because we stayed at her family's house, and they paid for everything. I mean, we tried to offer to help, and we tried to offer to pay them back at least half of what they paid, but they refused everything. So we literally had an all-expenses-paid trip to Peru, except for the plane tickets. And so we saved up for the trip, and you know, now we can keep that money saved. So it's just amazing. So let's get into it. Friday, because last time I uploaded an episode was, I guess it was Friday morning. I just had a great day at work and ate healthy and came home. So Saturday we woke up at 5:30 a.m. and the plane trip was really efficient. We made it to the airport. We made it to the gate of our plane 5 minutes before boarding started. So we barely had to wait at all. Got some Starbucks and then boarded. We landed in Panama, and then the landing was 56 minutes before the next takeoff. So boarding was already starting by the time we landed. And so we just walked through the airport, used the restroom, and got right on the plane. I got to see the Panama Canal, which was super cool. And then I saw the Andes Mountains for the first time. So that was really cool. And then when we landed in Peru, our luggage was the first, the carousel was already running by the time we got to it, and our luggage was literally the first two suitcases, and so we didn't have to wait at all for that either. So it was like the most efficient, weightless plane ride ever. And then, yeah, her aunt and uncle picked us up at the airport, took us to get lunch, and then we drove to a park. Adri and I were dropped off at the park, and then we walked from the park to their house so they could prepare something. And then we walked home and then went to bed. I don't want to go into too much detail about the trip to bore you with all the details, but literally every day, we explored a different part of Lima. Because that's the only place that we had enough time to explore, you know, well enough. If we tried to explore the whole country, it would be a lot more expensive, of course, and then we would miss out on a lot of cool stuff. Since we only spent time in Lima, we got to explore everything and get all of the good stuff done. Sunday we saw cultural dancing performances. We actually saw a really cool seaside mall. It's called Larco Mar, and it's a mall that is set into the side of a cliff. So it the views are stunning, and the whole architecture of the mall is just super cool. Monday we went to a really cool market, the Mercado Magdalena, for food, and the two dishes that we ate there had to be my favorite food of the entire trip. We ate papa rellena and lomo saltado. The papa rellena is basically like mashed potatoes, with meat inside. So you put some mashed potatoes on a pan, you put some meat on top, and then put more mashed potatoes on top, and then you roll it into a ball, cover it in like a light breading, and then deep fry it. And my God, it's so good. Tuesday we saw the center of Lima, so we were actually got to see the president's house from far away, of course, the main square, and then we took a tour through the Church of San Francisco, which was really cool. Wednesday, we had a really long trip to Paracas, which is a town that is south of Lima. We took a bus tour, and it was a 4-hour drive there. We did so much cool stuff. We got to see sea lions up close and the famous island made of bird poop, which has historical significance, actually. I did some research about it a long time before we even did this trip, so that was kind of cool to see it in person. And then we went to a place that had a bunch of sand dunes. We went on a dune buggy ride, which felt like a roller coaster, and then went sandboarding, so that was pretty fun. Thursday, we went to a restaurant called Di Papa, where we ate food and we saw dancing performances with horses. So that was pretty dang cool. And then Friday, I got to see Adri's grandpa, Papatine. And we saw him for lunch. That was really cool. And then we went to the Museo Larco, which is a historical museum about the Incas. So that was really cool. So yeah, and then Saturday we went to the airport and came back home. So that was the whole trip to Peru. It was freaking amazing. There was more stuff that we did, but it's not, you know, I don't want to bore you all with the details because it really isn't, well, it's not related to the goals, but it's still my life, and my life impacts my goals. Whew, so that's that. I guess we'll get right into the current standings. For my financial goal, nothing changed. I did not trade at all. I didn't trade on Friday after the episode. I didn't trade at all this past week. Today is Labor Day, so the markets are closed, so I won't trade today. So for the challenge, I'm still standing at $3,530 of profit. So I am $470 away from completing the challenge. So I'll probably be able to do it this week, but I'm not gonna trade, or I'm not gonna force any trades. I'm gonna make sure, you know, all of my trades are patient and good. For my athletic goal, I was expecting to gain some weight. I weighed myself this morning. I was 202 pounds, so I'm up about 8 pounds from the trip, but I don't regret it one bit. Freaking Peruvian food is some of the best food on the planet. So yeah. So for this week, I'm going to have a wonderful day off today. I'm going to eat healthy and just enjoy the day off with my girlfriend, rest a little bit more because I am back to work tomorrow. So tomorrow, I've been off, you know, this whole weekend, so I'm probably working tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And my schedule is a little bit different for tomorrow, Wednesday, Tuesday, and what is today, Monday? Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. My schedule is a little different than normal. So I don't know if I'll be able to trade like normal. I told my job that I am leaving, and so they are training a new PIC to take over from me. So I probably won't be arriving as early, which means I probably won't get my break as early. So I might not be able to trade at all at work. But that's fine. It's just more discipline More opportunities for discipline and not forcing trades. So pretty much every day this week is a work day. So I'm going to work hard, possibly engage in the market if I get on break early enough. I'm going to eat healthy. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to have great days at work as well. Pretty much every day this week is going to be the same. Just work hard, eat healthy. And then, yeah, that's pretty much the plan for the week. No real weekly thoughts, just this trip was so amazing and I'm so grateful to Adri's family. And now I have the blessings from all of her family to take the next step in our relationship. So that's exciting. And yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. Next week on Monday, we'll be back to normal episodes and we'll see if I completed the challenge. And yeah. Alrighty, y'all. That's it for this episode. We took a wonderful, essential rest stop and explored beautiful, uncharted territory. Life keeps moving forward. Remember to stimulate all areas of your life and enjoy every aspect. If you are fulfilled in every area, the motivation you need to actually achieve your goals becomes much easier. We have so much momentum now. It's time to resume the march, one step at a time, one day at a time, towards our Goliath.